There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. And a lot to talk about over the next couple of hours. Love to hear from you at 343-0106. And by the way, I appreciate your calls and text, which both come into the same number, 343-0106, to this show or Dana Dalton or Jeff. But in addition, reminder, like even looking at this weekend coming up, we have live shows even during the weekend. We, all week long and in the evenings have live shows and on the weekends as well. So make sure you keep that number. So you may want to chime in on tomorrow's, some of the shows tomorrow or on Sunday. So keep that number handy. And a reminder, too, with the FM Talk 106.5 app. You get a lot with that app. It's free. It's waiting for you over at the at Google Play if you're an Android user, or at the App Store if you're an iOS user. Just look for FMTALK 1065, and you'll be able to stream the station there, which is the number one most popular thing. But all our podcasts post there first, so you can get the show. If, hey, I missed the second hour Jeff show or whatever, boom, it's going to be there waiting for you. Our social media feeds all in one place, so you can get anything breaking news-wise that we're putting out there. You can check it out, show schedules, all that good stuff. But in addition, at the bottom of the screen there, there's a microphone icon. It gives you a chance to, like, leave us a message, kind of, it's like our answering machine. You could record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, on today's show, obviously we're going to talk about the manhunt that was successful with a suspect in the murder of Charlie Kirk. We'll get into that, and also commentary around the death of Charlie Kirk. I said this, I guess, yesterday, beginning of the show, and what drew the ire of some people, what drew the ire of many people on the left, obviously you got this dirtbag suspect, if he is guilty, dirtbag that murdered him. But drew the ire of people on the left was that it's not just the words, because people were saying like, oh, here are the words, we'll take a screenshot here and there and of what Charlie Kirk said. But Charlie Kirk wasn't saying things different than a lot of other people. Charlie Kirk was effective, and he wasn't scared. He didn't, people say, well, he went out and did these, prove me wrong. Yes, absolutely. He went in and had debates, and civil debates, too. Civil debates, which is something that is so lost out there. A civil debate, not, in other words, I'm going to argue with your premise and your point, but I'm not going to impugn you, the person. And that's where we are today, and it happens on both sides. It's if you don't like the subject, right? Then the person must be bad as well. But he would do this civilly, and he would do it successfully. And I think that's what drew the ire of so many on him. And I want to play a clip here in just a little bit. One of the from the left, one of the people came out, and you had people. Now there are the online world and that idiot at CNN and all these people that came out and just attacked Charlie Kirk's legacy as he had just died. There were many that were on the left that came out and said, there's no room for this, or our condolences to the Kirk family. But there was one that I want to play today. And it comes from somebody that, for a lot of people, he seems to be a caricature of the left. And he is somebody that I've said before that I would sit down in a heartbeat and have lunch with this guy. And I disagree with this guy probably because he actually is pretty strong on 2A stuff. But 90% of the time, I would disagree with Bernie Sanders. Right? I've said this in the past. I wouldn't, you know, back in the discussion between Hillary and Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't walk across the street to see Hillary Clinton if she was handing out $100 bills. I would travel a distance to go sit down with Bernie Sanders. Not because I agree with him, but I think he is also somebody who can have a civil debate. And a message he put out, or I'm going to play this in a little bit, I think reinforces that. Also, another thing that I've been watching too, and heard a little bit of discussion of this. Well, who will be the next Charlie Kirk? Who will be the next? And is anybody going to be Charlie? No. Will somebody fill that spot? Maybe. I worry that just like in the media world, there'll be a show opening or something like that, and they force kind of a square peg into a round hole. In other words, they go, well, this person developed this audience, so we're just going to plug this other person in here because the audience, and it often doesn't work. Sometimes it does, but often doesn't work. So I hope that it's not going to some general consensus out there, okay? Like it's whatever. It's Jennifer Jones out here, whatever. She's going to be the new Charlie Kirk, and we're going to brand it and have big promos and all that stuff. Because Charlie Kirk, they didn't appoint him to be this voice and then move through to Turning Point. He did it himself. He was of value himself. So who will be the next person? I don't know. But maybe many people will stand up to do this. I thought about this morning, and this is probably odd. I guess it's normal to me because it's in my brain, but it may be odd to others. This idea of if people would stand up and carry on the same message. Do you remember way back when there's a movie, and this is one of the ones I don't ever think, I mean, I didn't see it in the theaters, but if you had, growing up, you watched TBS sometime on a Saturday afternoon, if it was raining or something and we weren't outside ramping bicycles or building a skateboard ramp or something, you'd watch TBS. And Spartacus, the Spartacus movie with Kirk Douglas, right, would be on TBS. And this scene just stuck with me all these years. Remember, so it's towards the end of Spartacus, and the Romans have got them, and they got all the slaves chained up there, right? They're going to get Spartacus. Somebody go rat out Spartacus. And in this scene, it is to like rat him out. The people stand up to defend him, not rat him out. But I wonder if this is not maybe the movement with the death of Charlie Kirk, if there won't be others. And like I said, I don't want to see some big apparatus pick somebody and say, y'all, this is the new Charlie Kirk. Here he is, or here she is. And here's all the branding. Because that's hollow. I want somebody to rise up organically and take that place. But how many will there be? I thought about this morning. This was in my head. It may be odd, but listen here.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus. I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
Will there be a din like that of people that naturally say, I am that person. I am Charlie Kirk. Not saying they truly are Charlie Kirk, but they will grab that mantle and move on forward with it. And then the ones that are good at it, like Charlie was, will become that next person to fill in the space to talk to younger people and all that. Or will we get some kind of rebrand and they'll say, okay, listen. Here's your new Charlie Kirk. Get your thoughts on that from the text line and the phone lines at 343. A bunch of phone lines, but they all come through at 343-0106. And then what Bernie Sanders had to say when we come back.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:20, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. We'll get to a couple couple things here, and then get to the Bernie Sanders clip. I know Jeff had, somebody texted in earlier, and Jeff had mentioned this, the events coming up around the state, but here in our area, let's see, the event, the Mobile Vigil is going to be held, the Mobile Vigil held at Hackmeyer Park at 7 o'clock. So that's going to be tonight, Hackmeyer Park here in Mobile, 7 o'clock, vigil for a remembrance of Charlie Kirk. And Saturday, there's an event in Foley as well, Candlelight Vigil at 6:30 tomorrow evening, from 6:30 to 8 tomorrow at Heritage Park in Foley. So there you go. Some of those events, and I know people have been texting in those heads up. If we missed one, please let us know at the text line, 343-0106. All right, I want to get to your text, but first, this clip of Bernie Sanders. And this is from, he posted this up, I guess it came out late yesterday evening. I saw it this morning. Bernie Sanders discussing the murder of Charlie Kirk and his reaction to this. We've got about 2 minutes of this clip. We won't do the whole thing, but let's run clip one.
Thank you very much for joining me. I want to say a few words regarding the terrible murder yesterday of Charlie Kirk, someone who I strongly disagreed with on almost every issue, but who was clearly a very smart and effective communicator and organizer, and someone unafraid to get out into the world and engage the public. My condolences go out to his wife and his family. A free and democratic society, which is what America is supposed to be about, depends upon the basic premise that people can speak out, organize, and take part in public life without fear, without worrying that they might be killed, injured, or humiliated for expressing their political views. In fact, that is the essence of what freedom is about and what democracy is about. You have a point of view? That's great. I have a point of view that is different than yours. That's great. Let's argue it out. We make our case to the American people at the local, state, and federal levels, and we hold free elections in which the people decide what they want. That's called freedom and democracy. And I want as many people as possible to participate in that process without fear. Freedom and democracy is not about political violence. It is not about assassinating public officials. It is not about trying to intimidate people who speak out on an issue. Political violence, in fact, is political cowardice. It means that you cannot convince people of the correctness of your ideas, and you have to impose them through force. Every American, no matter what one's political point of view may be, must condemn all forms of political violence and all forms of intimidation.
There you go. Bernie Sanders and a message about Charlie Kirk. Like I said, there's, and just like he said, he disagreed with most of what Charlie Kirk said. I disagree with most of what Bernie Sanders says. I do think, I mean, not that no human is perfect. And you could say, well, he played ball here, but generally the guy lives up to what he believes, right? I don't think he's bought and paid for. Now, like some of the stuff he believes, I think is cockamamie. I don't think it, but would I want to hurt Bernie Sanders? Hell no. Would I like to sit down and have lunch with him and debate him? Oh, heck yeah. So, I thought it was a good message. And there's been plenty of messages from people on the right, and we play them, and we will. But I just thought to look on the other side and see how that would sound. And I think Bernie Sanders seems, like, pretty darn measured. All right, to the text line. Let's get some text read here. This from, just the beginning of the hour. This from unnamed texter said, in Baldwin County, 2 new fiber lines installed in my road and still no service. I got Starlink 2 months ago, and I'll never go back. Yeah, so I didn't have a choice where I was, and so I went to Starlink, and I like it a lot. Thinking about getting one for the getting one of the smaller units for the camper and the boat, not one each, like one that can move back, the mobile one. Now, we just get one and take them to the boat, because we camp in the camper and camp in the boat, and I have children that the idea of the wilderness without internet, I do it to them now to try to build strength. But, you know, but then again, I could do my show from the camper somewhere far-flung locations throughout the country. All right. Let's see. Other unnamed texter said, crazy day, Sean. I would love to hear what some Southern preachers are going to preach on Sunday morning. Yeah, y'all let me know if you get something. I hope they preach a message of peace. Right. And I heard Jeff, like the idea, like the, oh, you need to tamp the rhetoric down on the right. I agree that, that's not the issue here. But I want to hear at church, I want to hear a message of peace. Let's see here. This from Michael says, I know Gina Gregory came on the station a few weeks before the election talking about any day her contractor was going to start on the Langham Park project. It's been over a month now. I'm wondering when that every day is going to be, or when that every day is going to be. I will, if Gina's listening, maybe she can let me know. Or Michael, remind me, let me see. I'll put a note in the phone here at the break and see if I can get a text into her. We'll find out. Hey, Sean, this is Billy D. From my understanding, Trump's talked to Charlie's wife this morning, although it was very much too soon. I got a funny feeling she's going to pick up the mantle, much like that Russian dissident who got killed by Putin. His wife got to pick up the torch, although you really don't hear too much about that anymore. And then gave me the I am Spartacus. Yeah, it might be his wife. I don't know that, does she have the chops? And I'm not, you know, once again, that's what, you've got to have, Charlie Kirk was unique. He was unique in his delivery and his elocution and his fearlessness. Because as I said yesterday at the beginning of the show, the words Charlie Kirk said weren't, like he didn't, there's a lot of people say those same words. It was the way he did it, the way he engaged with people. That's what works. So I hope we don't get in a situation where they go, all right, everybody, here's the new Charlie, you know, you've seen this happen before. They're like, now this is the person. Let somebody rise up. Let's see. B-Dark, you forgot Bill Finch on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. What are you talking about? Oh, when I was talking about Texas, I didn't talk about any of the shows specifically on the weekend. B-Dark, do you really worry that I don't promote my friend Bill Finch enough? I know one day you said something like, or during the show, like, I guess you and Bill are friends. We are, yeah. Bill and I, like, are friends, just not on the radio, but outside the radio. B-Dark went on and said, the shooting is almost a reenactment of the one in Butler, Pennsylvania, only a better shot. Hang him on the counter square. Save the money on all the court jail time. Ultra Runner says, my hope is not for the next Charlie Kirk, but for 100 Charlies. Okay, yeah, that's what I was saying. The Spartacus thing, right? And then, oh, text him. Well, not such an original thought now. Well, no, yeah, I don't know who else had it, but you and I both had that thought, right? People need to rise up and be the Spartacus moment. This from Jimmy and Baymanette said, wouldn't it be a beautiful thing, Sean, if all of us who believed in what Charlie Kirk was could be the new Charlie Kirk? Or, yes, or be the Jimmy and Baymanette, be the organic version of that without some, you know, power broker saying, okay, now here's our new branded Charlie. Charlie Kirk was not created. He created himself. Like, he didn't say, okay, here, go to Central Casting and get us a guy, right? Squirrel Verine said Democrats are just trying to save themselves in posture that they could be targeted. No one is going to go after them. Are you talking about in response to what Bernie Sanders said? I would disagree. I think maybe some of the ones that elected officials and others have put out messages maybe will ring hollow. Bernie's consistent. I mean, the same reason I'm a fan of, you know, Rand Paul, and I'm a fan of Thomas Massie. Because of their consistency, even though I disagree with Bernie, I think he truly believes the things he says, and I think he believes in the system. His system looks a little different than mine, but he still believes in the system. All right, coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. By the way, too, reminder, college pick'em. Make sure you've picked them here before tomorrow's games for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of y'all in college pick'em. And remember, too, listen to the game tomorrow. Man, a state divided another way, at least down here. You got Auburn and South Alabama playing, which, by the way, our next guest and my buddy David McCrary from LCM, you'll be there to monitor it live, right?
No, it's going to be too hot. I'm going to watch it at the motorhome.
You'll be nearby, but not in Jordan-Hare.
Yeah, I'm up here now. I'm already here. I've been out of town with a meeting with one of our lenders, and instead of flying back to the house, I just got off in Atlanta and had Bryson come get me. So I'm here now, which is kind of nice, having a little downtime. But we've got a real good inventory on over at LCM and Theodore. All the guys are there. I mean, they don't need me. So,
come on, they do. Don't do that to yourself. They need you.
We got a great inventory, and James and all of them. We've had a ton of traffic this week, so we're delivering a few cars. So we'll be buying some more stuff next week. But we've got a great selection right now, so it's a really good time to come see us. Financing's great. All the credit unions sent out a notice yesterday. The rates all went down 0.25%.
You there?
I think.
There you go. Yeah.
I think they're going to continue to go down. So, but everything's it's buy time. I mean, now's the time to buy. So come see us if we can help you.
Okay, tell them how to find you. I know you said the greater Theodore Metroplex, but where exactly?
we're 1 mile south of I-10. It's exit 15A. If you get off, go 1 mile south 15A, or you give us a call 251-375-0068, or go to the website lcmmotorcars.com.
Hey, thanks, David.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. All right, David checking in from Auburn, but for LCM. But yeah, just a reminder, college pick 'em. Make sure you get a picks in. All right, to the text line again to pick it up where we dropped it off. So Dr. Mariana kind of seconding what Squirrel Vereen said. I don't know, sound a little obligatory towards me. I just hope they don't make this idiot out to be a hero like they did Mangione. Yet Bernie said nothing about the BLM protest with door prices. Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, like I said, he's not perfect. None of us are. I'm just saying, out of people on the left, he shows himself to have a set of beliefs he lives up to. I disagree with those beliefs. It's almost analogous to, you've heard me say this shocking thing before, right? That I'm not mad at lobbyists at a state level or national level. I'm not mad at the lobbyist. I know their motivation. They're hired to try to get laws passed or laws not passed or things changed to benefit their clients. That it's in the open. The reason that person's there lobbying is they're trying to get something. It's a known thing. My problem's always been with the politicians that change opinions and do things because the lobbyist lobby them. Same thing in this case, Bernie Sanders. I know he has this core set of beliefs, so I know what I'm dealing with. I can versus somebody on the left that's more like, like a Hillary Clinton. Like, I saw that as the biggest split between in the Democrat world they could have it. And of course, they quashed Bernie Sanders in that. But Bernie was somebody who had a core beliefs and would stand up for him. Hillary Clinton was whatever you got, right? Whatever you need to be. All right. Fire Dog said, you blew it up. Damn you to hell. Okay, all right. Not Kirk Douglas. I am going to have to get some lunch switching over to the high quality, never without FM Talk 106.5 app. Oh, you go watch Spartacus? I mean, that moment, right? That was, I mean, TBS Saturday afternoon, Spartacus movies on. It's raining, so I can't go outside and do stuff. Went on to say, my three girls thought camping was when the hotel didn't have a year-round indoor pool, so hoping the grandson likes to camp. Yep, I've got, both of mine like to camp. I've noticed that one of them, Fire Dog, likes to, the eldest, when I can get her wrangled in, she's like her daddy, like to set up camp and then go do things, go do hikes or fishing or whatever, go do something. The other one likes the camping like to get everything set up and, you know, car camping in that case with him, big infrastructure, set everything up and kind of stay there the whole time. I mean, do different things. I'll do both. I like a backpack trip. I like a lightweight camping. I like a back the camper in with like home away from home too. So, and I got one child that likes each. So there we go. Alan said, Sean, I've been sick and angry about the Charlie Kirk murder for 2 days. In addition to the weight I was already feeling from the young lady's murder in Charlotte and the disgusting cowardice of the people around her. Yeah, I agree with you on that. That was just sick. And some of the people commenting about school shootings and politically motivated violence and shootings seem weekly now, and some people make the most vile comments. I hope the assumption that the worst of us are in the minority is still correct, but I'm honestly doubting it. So, Alan, here's what I think happens. I've talked about this in the past, too, because you'll see news stories say, people on Twitter are saying, or X, but back then it'd be like, people on Twitter are saying such and such. And if you go and look, it would be a handful of people. How many are bots? How many of are real people? I can't go back and run the numbers on that. But you would make a news story because of the voice of some out there. It's like a thing I look at this on race, right? That we get told day in and day out that it's this big racial divide, and they show national stories. But in my regular life, and I can't speak for everybody, I just speak for myself, but anecdotally, like the thing I see the narrative nationally on television or I hear from, or see on some website, and then I look at my regular life, I'm like, it's not like that for me. But you find some, and not saying the thing they go focus on isn't true, but isn't the majority. But Alan, I do feel, you're worried about it being not the minority, but the majority. I pray not. I pray not. I think most of us that are still regular human beings, are going to be the majority of folks out there. A name texture says, Bill show pulls its own weight. Yeah, you got that right. Let's not give my buddy any bigger head. I'm joking here. He's fantastic, y'all. If you have never heard it for a second here, to go back to what B-Dark was talking about earlier. So my buddy Bill Finch, and he's been doing this. Gosh, we've been here 16 years. Bill's been doing his show 13 of the years, maybe, if not 14. It's just awesome. It is a national, and it's not just gardening. And it is about gardening, but it's about, a lot of things. Dealing with where we live and our environment and growing tomatoes and stuff like that. I would argue it's the best gardening show in the nation. It happens to be right here at FM Talk 106.5. And B-Dark and I will be tuned in on Sunday. But Jason asking, any idea how the parking is at Hackmeyer Park? Can't say I've ever been there. I don't know. Can somebody give me an idea about parking for Hackmeyer? Because that event tonight for Charlie Kirk Remembrance, that's going to be at, 7. I'll come right back and clear that up.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. 343-0106 gets you through. 343-0106 to hop on the phone line or the text line. And you know what? It took me a second there. I was listening to when the report came on with Devin Walsh here from WKRG. And I don't know why. Sometimes I just blank out. So I've been there. It's like, I don't know about parking at Hackmeyer Park. Gosh, I've been to Hackmeyer multiple times. I think the last time we had our scouts out there doing model rockets, which was kind of fun. They built their own model rockets and took the scouts out there. So that's in Landfair. And so if I remember right, so the parking, this is breaking news you only get from Midday Mobile. So when we were parking to have the Cub Scouts out there doing model rockets, we kind of parked down the street. We parked along the whatever street that is on the west side of Hackmeyer. I don't remember there being an official parking lot. Somebody may be able to correct me on that. But yeah, so Hackmeyer's going to be, I know this, I parked along the street. Now, somebody may correct me, somebody in the Landfair district say, there's a big parking area. I don't remember there being a specific, you parked on the street. So if you want to correct that, but yes, it took me a second there. And I did remember once I heard Landfair. I'm like, oh, I know where that is. So, Jason, there's your convoluted answer. All right, Terry 3. Oh, okay, Terry 3, because we have, yeah, we have multiple Terrys on here. So this is Terry 3, good, said, Bernie's comments are self-serving. He and all the leadership of the Democrats are singing this song and expressing condolences because they fear for their lives as the right's backlash may affect them. They and their followers and conspirators are the culprits who caused Charlie's assassination due to their rhetoric and conspiracy against conservatives. So, Terry 3, there are people that, on the left that definitely fit that definition. It's not Bernie. Like I said, I don't agree with Bernie, but I've never heard Bernie's calling for anything like that to happen. All right, let's see. Jerry in downtown Fort Morgan said, Charlie gave us an example of how we should talk to the other side. When you see the demons rejoicing in a man's death, you can see that he was a good man. David says, usually I'm opposed to police brutality. Well, that's good. That, there you go. Put that on. Why don't we crochet that on the throw pillow? Usually I'm opposed. Generally, you should be. But in the case of the Charlie Kirk assassin, I think I would be willing to make an exception. But if he just had a rough time, but you know, I mean, if they did not secure him in the back of the police vehicle or the van as they took him to the jail, he got to tumble, got the tumble cycle on him. Let's see. Susan said, could restate what about Bernie just tuned in? People aren't buying that anymore, the race stuff. Okay, yeah, two different things. The Bernie thing, and Susan, you can I could send you a link or whatever to go to X and watch it, but if you go to Bernie Sanders' platform, he just gives a discussion on, I mean, it's not like he had any breaking news, but he's just talking about what we should do. Like I've said this, I mean, it goes back to First Amendment things. We have these, like I said, 80% of the time I'm with Trump, there's 20% of the time I'm not. On the flag burning thing, where it was like, we're going to jail people for burning the flag, I disagree with. And anybody who's listened to me any period of time, not only if I'm somebody bothered by someone burning the flag, I'm a flag code nerd from way back. I'm the guy that lectures about, well, you can't have a t-shirt or a bikini with the American flag. There are these rules for, you know, when a flag is tattered, you tear it down, how you dispose of it. I mean, but that flag and that First Amendment to me are one in the same, right? To defend one, you defend the other. So the Bernie Sanders coming out and basically saying what we should say, you had the First Amendment right. Not like he just invented something new, but it was just good to hear him say it. Now, Michael says, like, this is good. A lot of pushback, and I enjoy this. Michael says, let's not go overboard on Bernie. The Simpson, the system he believes in is the one that shot Steve Scalise. The Marxism Bernie admittedly believes isn't a peaceful government. I disagree. Now, did rhetoric drive that dirtbag to shoot Scalise? And I mean, y'all remember that, just minutes after that happened, that played out here on this show. We talked about it back then. Like a live, I mean, that wasn't Bernie Sanders. Once again, don't vote for Bernie Sanders. He's a socialist, yes, but he's also a socialist that I think believes in the premise of the Bill of Rights. Sorry. See, the, B-Dark says, yes, everyone needs to listen to Bill Finch. I agree. It says, Sean, I'd love to listen to Dan and Dalton in the morning, Jeff and you, but Bill Finch has helped me a lot. Me too, B-Dark. I'm a fan. Supermom says, what part of town is Hackmire Park in? Didn't even know if, let's see, I've never heard of it. Okay, so it's in Landfair. It's like inside the neighborhood of Landfair, towards the eastern side of the Landfair neighborhood. So it's going to be north of Airport, south of Dolphin, you know, west of 65 and east of the section of McGregor you're not allowed on, right in there. Goes on to say, I've never heard of it. Charlie's assassination has really shook me. This is incredibly sad. He was in my podcast rotation. Yeah, you, a lot of folks, and I'm not going to sit and pretend that I listened to Charlie Kirk podcasts all the time. I did not. But I was familiar with what he did. And by the way, too, you know, Jeff had mentioned the times that Charlie Kirk had been on his show and So we have some of that audio out there. Maybe we'll get that edited and put together. We had to go back in the archives, but we can get that put up hopefully by the first part of next week. You go back and listen to his discussions. Charlie Kirk on FM Talk 106.5. Yep. Adam and others, no parking in Heckmeyer. Parking's on the street. There's no problem. Like I said, once I heard Landfair, I say, oh, I know that park. And like I said, last time I was there, it was for Cub Scouts shooting model rockets. Billy D. Hey, Sean, Billy D. Honestly, believe they need to bring back quartering to individuals televising. I don't know what that means. You want a televised draw and quarter or individuals? Clear that up for me. I think I know what you mean, but I want to make sure. Sometimes it's lost in the text. Chris in Orange Beach said the reason you respect the flag so much is you're Boy Scout, and there's not a damn thing wrong with that. There's not. At the same time that I'm a Boy Scout who believes in flag code and all those good things, I also have that same love of our Bill of Rights. Let's see. This texture said, wouldn't burning a flag in the middle of a street or a public area be considered arson, which is against law, unless you have a permit. Yeah. Well, it's good. We talked about, like, that's where that debate gets lost, because people say, well, then you believe and they can burn a flag, you know, and light other things on fire? No. And then people said, well, what about a guy that burns an American flag that's, you know, on a building? Well, you know what they did? They just destroyed public or private property. You arrest them for that. But the person that chooses to do it with their own purchase flag, as much as it disgusts me, they got the right to do it. We've had this debate a lot of times in the over the years. I'm like, and not just because of the Supreme Court decision. I mean, there is a Supreme Court decision backing it up, but it is the essence of the First Amendment. It is that thing that we find vile is strengthening our love of this republic and our Bill of Rights. All right, let's see. Okay, Billy D. back. Okay, let everybody see what it means when you do something just absolutely despicable like that, and something tells me you'll go ahead and squash a lot of this stuff that's happening in this world. You know, I wonder about that. That's a great, and we need to do it on a show another day. We've had this debate before. I think he even talked about this week. I am, because, you know, that's right, because Cameron Smith was saying, like, you know, we're going to need death penalty. We were talking about the dirtbag that murdered the girl on the train. Because there's no question there, right? You have video, he's doing it. I am a limited death penalty person for this reason, because I believe if you can do it and it brings justice for a family, it's one thing. The argument that it's a deterrent, I think that would be a fun debate for us to have. I don't know that it is, because when a bad guy or something like that is going to go out and murder, like the gangsters are going to go out and murder. Not that if they kill somebody and you want to get justice for the family, now we're talking. But if you're saying, hey, we need to have the death penalty so these people don't go murder people, I don't think they care, sadly enough. I don't. So, I mean, just, I guess, your motivation for it there. I don't know if you... Like you're saying, if you put something out here where you all of a sudden said, okay, we're going to draw and quarter this person on TV so nobody will try to do a political hit job. Most of these people kill themselves before the cops even get a chance to do it. So I don't think it's a deterrent. I wish it was that simple, but I don't think it is. All right, coming right back, more Midday Mobile, 343-0106.